Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm joined on the podcast today by Scott Fadd, author of the novel King of Nod. Suspense Magazine wrote about the novel, gripping, exceptional. Readers will be compelled to continue through to the end of this disturbing, spellbinding journey. Scott, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here.
If someone hasn't yet heard about your novel, King of Nod, how would you describe the novel?
You know, I didn't realize it when I was writing it, but when I was first approached by a publisher, they said, "You wrote a Southern Gothic." I honestly didn't recognize the Southern Gothic, but apparently that's what I wrote. But it's an epic sized story. It's very long, and that was on purpose. It's a bit of a ghost story, bit of a coming of age tale, told over a long span of time set in the Low Country of South Carolina, dealing with lots of social issues it's a long sprawling tale that I think will draw most readers in.
Do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to writing King of Nod?
Yeah, there were a few. The original, though, when I was a little kid, I grew up in Newark, Delaware. And I probably would have set the story in Newark, Delaware if it was a more interesting place. But it really wasn't. So when I thought about where I wanted to set the story, I wound up going to the Low Country of South Carolina, which I loved, the Gullah culture, and studied there. But there was, I was fortunate enough to be raised in a house with, we had a woman who had worked for my family for generations. Her name was Miss Virginia. We called her Miss Jenny. And she was this remarkable woman who had an African-American woman who had, again, been with the family for a very long time. And we had a special bond. She was magic. She would tell me ghost stories. She would do root cures on me. If I had warts or whatever, she'd fix them. She was a magical person. I loved her to death. And I used to keep a garden at her little home. I used to walk her home and tend the garden there. And she would make homemade wine and things like that. And I remember one day I was sitting on the porch with her drinking wine. She's telling me stories. And I was probably 9 or 10 years old. And I said, Miss Jenny, someday I'm going to write a book about you. And that was really, that stuck with me for a very long time. It was like literally 20 some years later before I actually took action on that. And then other things came to mind about what else to include in the story, but that was really the beginning of it.
Had you written fiction before you sat down and wrote King of Nod, or was this the first novel you had written?
It wasn't the first. I had ideas of being a writer for most of my life. I didn't do a lot of writing most of my life, but that was always my plan. When I was in college, I wrote my first novel. I had written some stories and things like that, and I had an inspiration to write a novel then. I only took me 4 or 5 months to crank it out. It was a fairly simple tale. That was the first go at it. Tried to get it published. It didn't go anywhere, and it shouldn't have. It wasn't all that good. That was the first real venture into writing in the long form. And then, I got out of school and then went to work. I had this idea for the novel that eventually became King of Nod, and had many false starts trying to get on it. And then it was in my mid-30s, and I was still a bachelor, and I thought, my career's going pretty well, but yeah, I'm not doing what I want to do. I want to write this book. So I took a year and a half off, sold all my stuff and moved away so I could focus on the book. And then I sat down and spent that time putting together that first draft of King of Nod, which was almost 2,000 pages long, and then spent a couple years working on the rewrites and getting it down into shape before it was ready to go to be viewed by others.
What was your writing process when you were working on King of Nod? Was it something that you sat down and wrote a detailed outline or plot, or did you just kind of have the idea and kind of dive into the story? How did that work for you?
So there's this, I don't know where I first heard, somebody I think attributed this to John F. Kennedy. It may not be true, but it was sort of like, you know, you walk up to a fence, you want to get on the other side, you throw your hat over the fence, and now you're committed. You got to figure out a way. You're going to crawl under, you're going to go over, or whatever. And that's really kind of what it was. I knew I had a book I wanted to write. I had an idea about what it was going to be about, but I didn't have a clue about how to go at it. But I had committed myself to it. And so I had to invent the process as I went along. And the first few months were you know, tough sledding as you're trying to figure, you know, find your voice, get in the groove, and all those things. And so so I treated it like a job, actually. I did. This was my entire focus for a year and a half. It's all I did. I get up in the morning and, you know, I do a quick run. Do a little meditation and then sit down and start writing. And then I'd take a break for lunch. And then I'd spend all afternoon working at it. And I say writing, it was really more like, hey, I got to come up with something here. I got to put some words on paper. So that at the end of the day, I've got something that I can look back on and say, okay, I'm going to keep this. I'm going to change that. I'm going to throw this away or whatever, but just to keep plugging forward. And so that was the process in the beginning. I had an idea about what the story was going to be. I had an outline. But what I came to realize when I started was, you know, it was very sparse. I knew who some of the characters were going to be. I knew what some of the passages were going to be. I knew what some of the milestones were going to be. But you got a lot of blanks to fill in along the way. And that was at the beginning, the excruciating part, but eventually became the most rewarding part, was sitting down and inventing every day and tapping in and finding that you have access to that part of your imagination, and in your own personal history and everything else that you can draw from to put together a story and characters that are real and breathe and act like real people and are flawed and you love them and you hate them. And creating twists and turns in a story to surprise even myself as I'm writing it. That was the most rewarding process. But there was a process to get there. And it wasn't until, I'm going to say, 3 or 4 months in that it kicked into gear. I found my voice. I felt comfortable. Even the mechanical process had shifted quite a bit. I had started out, this was back in, by the way, in the 90s. And I had started writing everything out longhand. You know, I had a yellow pad of paper and I would write. And then I had a old time word processor. I would key things in and then I'd print it out and I'd make edits. And then, so that was the back and forth process. And eventually I figured out, I got very comfortable at getting in front of an actual electronic terminal and creating on that, and then that smooths things out too. So all that stuff was part of the logistical process as well as the creative process and creating something like this.
Did you find after that first initial 2 or 3 month process, as you said, of trying to figure out how to approach it and, you know, approaching it like a job and kind of figuring that out. Did you find eventually that the story kind of opened up for you in terms of you just kind of tapping into, you know, discovering things that you didn't, you know, have planned?
Yeah, I'm.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
My expectation is that most writers go through that. And I don't know where it comes from. If we're tapping into something that's bigger than us, or we're tapping into something that's within us that we didn't know was there. And maybe it's both. Who knows? But yes, that was rewarding and surprising, getting into that flow and cranking away at something, and then these ideas will come to you. The words will come to you. There's different twist and a phrase will come to you. And you're not really in control of it. You're kind of riding a wave and you don't want to fall off. I did a lot of reading when I was writing, and I still do a lot of reading. But that was always helpful, getting into the flow by listening to other, I say listening because that's what it felt like, listening to other writers while they're in their writing. But I also read what other writers had to say about the process of writing. And one of them, which kind of stuck with me, was Ray Bradbury, who wrote an essay called, I think he said it was called, "Riding a Bicycle as Fast as You Can Downhill with No Hands." And that's what he described. And he went through this essay describing that's what writing's about. You kind of just go. You just go with it. And it's thrilling and all those things. But so there is a letting go in the process you're right into. You can't be in control. You gotta let that whatever that creative energy is flow through you while you're doing it. And by the way, I got this, one of the interesting things out of this was I sent Ray Bradbury a copy of the book. He was still alive back then. With the original long time ago, when I first came out with the manuscript and everything. And he actually called the house.
Oh, wow.
And we had multiple conversations on the phone, and we've had sort of a correspondence. He was a very, very sweet man and certainly, extraordinarily talented writer. So that was a great thrill.
That's a great story.
So are you working on another novel now?
Always working on something. Right now, I'll tell you what I'm working on. So I went through the editing process of King and Nod with the publisher. That was fun going through that, a many month long process with them, invented some new elements to the story, which was a lot of fun. So that was a lot of my focus recently. And then, I've been approached by some film folks. And so I've been working on a screenplay. I'd never written a screenplay before. But had given a crack at that. So that's what I'm working on most directly right now. I've got a few other What second novel or another, well, say second, and another novel is probably about 40 or 50 pages in that I think is going to be something pretty good. And a couple others that I'm making notes on. So yeah, I've got some more to do.
Given your experience with King of Nod and, you know, as you said, you know, taking a year and a half off and committing yourself to the process, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
It's the thing that stopped me for years and probably a decade when I knew the story that I wanted to write before I actually started doing it was just do it. I put a little note up on my mirror that says, just do something. Just do something. Do something about it. That's what it is. Do something about it. So it's, you know, contemplating writing, contemplating something as daunting and, you know, how many marathons stack on top of each other it takes to write a novel, is you just got to do it. What made it doable and ultimately enjoyable was not thinking too much about the outcome. Not thinking too much about, you know, I'm starting here and I got 80 miles to go before I'm done. I'm going to enjoy the couple of steps in front of me. And so if every day I can sit down and I can just get one or two lines that I like, that I think are good and useful. If I can look back at every night and look back and say during the day, I created something that moved the story along here, then that's then celebrate that. And then before you know it, you know, a week's gone by and you've got a collection of things. And then a month's gone by and you've got a very large collection of things. And just focusing, just making it a challenge for yourself every day to say, maybe I don't have a lot of time today, but I'm going to carve out a half an hour and I'm going to crank out something. Could be only a line or two. I'm making progress and not getting overwhelmed by the daunting notion of how much work goes into writing something as long as a novel.
What books, fiction or nonfiction, have you read recently that you enjoy?
I go through phases. Most recently, I've been going through a Cormac McCarthy phase. So I've been reading pretty much everything. And some of it's rereading. I've reread some of his stuff, but I'm trying to find everything that he's written. So he's just an incredible writer. I don't know if I have a favorite in there. Right now it's Child of God, which is a brutal little novel.
Right. I had not realized until, sadly, I read his obituary in the New York Times that when he first started out that he was writing kind of Southern novels that actually had some humor to them, which I haven't read those.
Yeah, his one novel, Sutry, was humorous. But all of his novels have a very sort of dark element to them,
right,
even that he works.
Where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you or your novel, King of Nod?
Yeah, I would encourage people not to worry so much about me and hopefully read the book. I mean, but King of Nod, we have a website at scottfad.com where right now there's not a lot on there. It tells you where you can get the book and you can get, I think, a preview or an excerpt in there. We're going to add more content as we go along. We have an audio book coming out, audio version. It's been recorded. It's coming out in January. Hopefully we'll have news about this film. I'm very excited. We got some really exceptionally Academy Award nominated talent that are looking at it. So I'm excited by that. So any of those, that kind of news that comes along, we'll share on that website. And then, but you know, in the meantime, I just, you know, when you put something together, like this book, the greatest reward is when people read it. So far the response has been awesome. The critics have loved it. They're giving awards to it. It's then the praise has just been phenomenal, and I'm thrilled to death with it. What I'd be even more thrilled with is more and more people get a chance to read it, and then I'd want to hear from them if they could. They can reach me through the website, I'm happy to respond to anybody who you know, given it a look and has any questions. I'd be thrilled to talk about it with them.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking to Scott Thad, author of the novel King of Nod. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Scott, thanks for doing this interview.
Jeff, I appreciate it. You take care.
Absolutely.